Hi, I'm Danny from Cajun Dance Party, and you're listening to the Filthy Few podcast.
Welcome to the Filthy Few podcast, number 16. Thanks very much for taking the time to download us through the wonderful world that is the internet. Thank you very much. Cajun Dance Party, you've just been listening to their Amelaise. It's a demo. The new, better version comes out on the 27th of August via XL Recordings, produced by the one and the only Bernard Butler. So make sure you go out, show your support for that. Now, if you want to check out the guys, they're going to be playing live at Reading and Leeds festivals, as well as La Cigale in Paris with The Gossip and Jack Pinate. Now, thanks for tuning in then. Coming up, we've got music from Late of the Pier, Florence and the Machine, Toy Radar, 586 and more. Plus...
yeah, we love Jacobini Arena very much. This is Jacko 1, this is Jacko 2. The Jacko 3 is over there.
We caught up with Cajun Dance Party after their first ever UK tour. We've got an exclusive interview with Robbie from the band, plus frontman Danny turns his hand to interviewing. First though, this is a new feature where we're diving headfirst into the world of blogs. Now, this episode's flavour comes from headphonesex.co.uk. Now, this is a UK-based blog and you'll expect to find tunes from the likes of Sinden, Robin, Black Ghost and Crystal Castles, to name but a few. Now, this track we've taken from one of their most recent posts, and this is Chromeo with Tenderoni, and it's Mastercraft on the remix.
Get those pants.
Mark Romeo there with Tenderoni. It's from the album Fancy Footwork, and you were listening to the Mastercraft remix. Now, he's got quite a few gigs coming up in and around the UK in August, most specifically Annie Mac's live night. Annie Mac presents at Fabric. He's going to be playing a little something there, so go check him out. Now, word on our monthly disco party outing. It's Filthy Few Live. Now, we're moving. For the past 9 months, we've been doing Thursdays, and we've featured the likes of Late at the Pier, Neon Plastics, Middleman, Florence and the Machine, The Ghost Frequency, and many more. The list goes on, the list goes on. Check out myspace.com/filthyfuk, and you can find out who's frequented and entertained on our stage. Now, we're moving, as I said, Thursdays to Fridays. Our last Thursday night is going to be August the 9th, and we'll be welcoming to the stage William, London-based band The Far Cries, and our French friends from across the channel will be joining us, Birdie Hunt. They'll be on the stage as well. Our first Friday comes of age on Friday the 31st of August, and it's going to be the next phase of Filthy Few. We're taking over Fridays. We've got a lineup boasting of the rival Jousters, Toy Radar, Paul Dixon, and the ST DJs on deck duty. Now, music from a lady who wowed us when she played, turning up minus the machine. She's called Florence and the Machine, and the machine kind of is meant to strum away in the background. Now, this girl did it a cappella. Big reps for her. You can check out the video, myspace.com/filthyfuk. This is Florence and the Machine with My Boy Build Coffins.
My boy builds coffins with hammers and nails.
Machine there. Now she's playing at Tales of the Jackalope 1234 Festival in Shoreditch, which is a free event, Field Day, and also Get Loaded in the Park. She's also collaborating with Lightspeed Champion. Now he's the former Test Icicles frontman. She's also working with Kid Harpoon, and we're hoping and praying we're going to bring her back to our Filthy Few Live stage, hopefully complete with the machine. Now stay tuned, because we've still got plenty more to come, including our chat with Cajun Dance Party. First though, we got in touch with our friends at Pure Groove Record Shop in North London, and we wanted to find out what's going to be making severe damage in speakers in the coming months, and this is what they told us.
Tabula says to be so scared of the dark like this. I know I've got work to do.
do, it's a bitch. I'm staggering round, I can't find the switch.
I spent 5 hours on the net last night, avoiding the monsters under my bed. We're square eyes. No, I dare not stick my feet up the air. In case I might sing the monster song.
First track's Eugene McGuinness, and that's called Monsters Under My Bed, and it's taken from the album Early Learnings Of, out on Domino on the 6th of August. Pure Groove say it's a real grower, this one, and they reckon it'll develop over the coming months to become a bit of a cult favourite. Next up, we've got Peter, Bjorn and John, Young Folks, and this is the Phones remix out late August on Wichita. Now, Pure Groove say this is back out again. Surely can't fail to be a number one this time round. All Epworth turns in a storming club rework.
When you look back on it, time to realize that humility had its price. But when you look back on it, time to realize that humility had its price.
This is Cobra Dukes with Leave the Light On. It's the Freddo and Twang mix. Groove say the third part of the Ghent Dance Mafia, that also includes Sawax and the Glimmers, rework the odd original into a storming club workout. Bringing things back to the United Kingdom, Calvin Harris merrymaking the Mr. Wazoo remix out on Sony in late August.
Merrymaking, drunk taking, have my place, baby, have my place. Come into my house, you're invited into my house. Entering the back of my house, welcoming you into my house. Come into my house, you're invited into my house. Entering the back of my house, welcoming you into my house.
Pure Groove say Mr. Wazoo proves once again he's no mere mortal by tweaking Harris's electro-pop number into a savage, filthy floor filler. Simply the biggest tune of the moment. Finally, Franz Music with Three Little Words.
Cause you won't hear it through.
Pure Groove say the best track from his promising EP that's a cut above the many acts that have ploughed this furrow. Like a super energised Schneider TM with a dose of Game Boy Mania, it's a sprightly and winning combination. Don't forget you can still buy the Filthy Few CD compilation from Pure Groove, www.puregroove.co.uk, and it features music from the likes of Stealth Disco, Johnny Foreigner, Burmese Days and Toxic Avenger. Listening to the fabulous Late of the Pier there. Now that's the original demo version of the track called Bathroom Gurgle. We've had it a few times on the Filthy Few podcast. We've had them a few times on the Filthy Few podcast. And if you're a regular listener, then you'll know we're big, big fans. Now, the re-recorded version, it's got a bit of a more up-tempo BPM. It's going to be released via Moshi Moshi Recordings in September, produced by the one and the only Errol Alkin. He's a big, big fan of their music. They too will be playing live at the Reading and Leeds festivals, as well as Field Day Festival in London. Get your hands on a copy of the Zarkup demo. It's still available on their website for free. myspace.com/lateofthepeer. Make sure you pick a copy of that up before it vanishes, basically. Also, if you're liking the electronic influences, look out for lead singer Sam's side project called La Priest. We featured him on a podcast some time ago. It's a track called Maps with I Don't Even Know. He's also just had Errol Alkin on the knob twiddling duties for a remix of his wicked track Engine. Visit myspace.com/Samuel Dust and you can listen to the original, and it's still pretty banging. Now, music from a band who'll be taking to our stage on the 31st of August is Toy Radar. That was Toy Radar there. They're a four-piece from York and they're coming down to London at the end of the month to play Filthy Few Live, 31st of August. Make sure you can join us at Bar Music Hall. Now, Cajun Dance Party have risen the ranks from playing a small venue at Brentford Football Club to being signed up to XL Recordings. 5, 17 and 18-year-olds are now recording their debut album with one of the stalwarts of the Britpop music scene, Bernard Butler, the one, the only, from Suede. Now, after being told to listen to these guys, it was back in 2005, later the peer kind of said, look, check these guys out. And once we heard them, we couldn't get enough of them. Since then, been a regular listener, and I think probably if you've listened for a while, then you wouldn't know we're kind of huge fans. Now, we went up to catch up with them outside the Luminaire in Kilburn. It was the last date on their UK tour, and first we spoke to Robbie.
Okay, so you're playing Reading Festival.
Yep.
What do you enjoy most about festivals? You played Glastonbury as well.
What do I enjoy most about festivals? Blimey, that's a really, really hard one. There's definitely something that really sets festival aside from, you know, from average gigs. There's a certain atmosphere and sort of real, you know, just the joy for the music. You know, in clubs it's a bit different. You know, the sort of the darkness and the lights and whatever. At festivals, you know, just the sort of, I mean, really cliche, but I guess sort of just the vibe of being sort of out in a field and just being there for, you know, joy of the music, whatever. And having loads of people, like, not wearing very many clothes, just dancing and going nuts. Like, there's just a certain sort of ambience about it, which is really special.
What about your peers that are playing there? Who are you looking forward to? Who are you trying to feel honoured to be sharing the bill with?
Well, I mean, on our stage, I'm going to go along to Bombay Bicycle Club because they're mates of ours, and I'm really excited to see them. Albert Hammond's like quite a personal idol for me, like the hair and stuff, so, and the playing. So I'm going to definitely go pop down and see him. And other than that, I'm not really sure. I mean, that's on our stage, and obviously going to be seeing Devendra on one of the main stages. That'll be good as well.
So what stage are you at? Have you finished school, you finished your GCSEs or...?
No, we just finished our AS levels actually.
Okay. How's it feel to be kind of playing UK tour, releasing singles?
It's fantastic. We absolutely, you know, all love what we're doing, and we'll sort of, you know, we're going in the studio next week to do the album, so that's, you know, that's the most exciting thing really, just getting that chance to really, you know, improve what we do, and it's hopefully should be like quite a stimulating experience for us and something that really pushes us onto you know, a different level altogether. So that's the most exciting thing really, but it's been great.
And what's it like working with Bernard Butler? I mean, you know, fame for Suede.
Oh, he's just standing right over there. It's been absolutely wonderful, especially, you know, obviously for me as a guitarist, just you know, there's so much input that goes into the parts, and but he really, you know, there's a real, you know, there's a real love of what he does as well, and I think that the passion is sort of what's the word I'm looking for, contagious, yeah. So yeah, and he's quite firm as well, which I need, because otherwise I just go mental in the studio and try and do like 562 overdubs. So I sort of need the discipline a little bit as well. So that's good. Yeah.
And like, there's so many, you know, it's quite a healthy time for bands at the minute. You know, there's you guys. There's late from here kind of rising the ranks. Do you think we're going to get something like the Britpop revolution that changed culture?
You know what, it's so refreshing to hear someone say like the Britpop revolution, because all that, you know, all that's heard ever is there's a member of Jacobean Arena taking out his clock behind me. It's really refreshing to hear the Britpop revolution as opposed to the sort of the underage scene or the new wave scene or anything like that. I think you know, the more really good British bands coming up and getting heard, the better really, without being labelled or categorised into scenes, because at the end of the day, you know, it's not all about, it doesn't all boil down to you know, genre or you know, what clothes bands are wearing on stage. At the end of the day, if there's a load of great British bands making music, that's really, really important.
How much of your success do you think is down to MySpace? Say 10 years ago, you know, how would you have got your... Do you think you would have done as well? Do you think it would have taken longer? Or what do you think it's done for?
I'd like to think that our MySpace... Our success isn't, you know, exclusively down to the use of MySpace. I think that MySpace has been really, really useful to us. It has been to a whole load of bands. It's a tool in that, you know, it's a forum where new bands can get their music heard without, you know, the days when... you know, you'd have literally hundreds of bin liners outside record labels, you know, that literally wouldn't get listened to. You know, hopefully it's cut that down a bit. And even though I'd love to feel that that our music, you know, would have got out and would have got heard otherwise. I think, you know, we'd be mad if we didn't appreciate, you know, how useful it's been. At the end of the day, quality, I think quality shines for you, but shines through. But it's useful. It's a tool. It's a tool. It's a useful tool.
Okay, cool. And what do you think downloads are taking? Do you think they're perhaps making music more disposable? Do you think?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'm quite a romantic, and I like, you know, the whole feel of a vinyl in my hand. But at the same time, I think, you know, people enjoy convenience as well. I think as long as there's a good balance, and people don't, you know, if downloads make more music more accessible to, you know, a greater number of people, that's great. As long as people don't forget, you know, the quality of just putting a record on a player and, you know, hearing a nice, you know, crackly sound on a warm amp, you know, that's, you know, as long as there's the purists and the romantics and the snobs out there as well, that's great.
Okay, final question. I keep you hanging. Are you going to go party on it? Obviously, Bernard's an amazing producer, but if there's one, is there anyone else you'd like to work with? You know, past or present, or like Damon Albarn, or you know, perhaps even any collaborations? Would you like to collaborate with? Or are you happy doing your own thing?
It's like Palman, possibly. I don't know, like. No, it's great. Well, I don't know about musically. I mean, obviously, it's quite an early stage for us to be working with other artists, at least in the moment. But yeah, no, you know, obviously Bernard's input is great as a producer, and that's all really. I mean, I can't think of specifics. John Lennon, fuck it, raise anyway.
Hey, Robbie, thank you very much.
Listen, thank you very much.
That was guitarist Robbie from Cajun Dance Party. Stay tuned, because in just a moment you can hear Danny Dance Party turning his hand to a bit of interviewing. First up though, this is another Cajun Dance Party demo. You can get all these by going to cajundanceparty.com, join the mailing list, and you're in. You get 5 free demos. What a bonus. This is Buttercups.
Looking for the buttercups, and I won't say too much. Comes a new disease, and I won't let it grow. But how many roads have you used for gold?
other than having quite a promising career as the frontman of one of the UK's soon-to-be biggest bands, Danny also is quite a dab hand at interviewing. Check this out.
Yeah.
This is our photographer, Jacob. He wants to say a few words about being on tour with us. He's been documenting our every move.
I've been documenting them. I've been writing something.
So, Jacob, how has it been travelling and taking pictures of Cajun Dance Party throughout their UK first ever debut UK tour?
It's been an absolutely brilliant experience. The band are great fun. You know, I'm really good friends with them. You know, I can get a lot of intimacy through the shots just from being with friends with them. And, I definitely think that...
They can't see your face, so they don't know that you're like, being a bit sarky.
How do you guys know each other then? Have you...
Just long-term friends, really, yeah. We went travelling last year together, so, yeah, we... You know,
where's your travelling?
All over the world. Troubles in my life. And so, Jacobine Arena, yeah. Have you enjoyed touring with Cajun Dance Party?
Oh yes. Cajun Dance Party are really nice guys, and we love them all.
Yay! Woo! Yeah, we love Jacobine Arena very much. This is Jacko 1. This is Jacko 2. The Jacko 3 is over there. Jacko 5 are over there.
Have you been quite intimate getting to know the band?
The language barrier like helped us because we could just physically get to know each other. So yeah, it was pretty intense at some stages, wasn't it, August? Wasn't it, you big fucker? Come on.
That was Danny speaking to their photographer Jacob and Jacobin Arena. This is what happened when we turned the mic back on him.
Go on.
Okay, who do you model your stage presence on? Is it you the first? Danny Cajun Dance Party, or is there anyone you kind of...
Sid Barrett when he was in Recluse.
Yeah?
When he was at his home, getting all fat.
Okay, cool. How you find it? I mean, what's the story? What stage are you at school? Just on your AS levels?
Yeah, just finished them.
Finding this a bit crazy?
Finding it fucking exciting. Yeah.
How's the tour been so far?
It's been really good. We've been touching our Icelandic support band quite vigorously. But it's been really good. My favourite moment was in Sheffield when we had six skinheads at the back singing Next Untouchable.
I think you're kind of trying to kind of calm them, maybe.
Yeah, right? Well, we're going for that sort of hooligan crowd. That's where like we're trying to head with the album and stuff.
Okay, cool. How's it been working with Bernard then?
Really great, yeah.
Yeah.
Like he's amazing for us. It's just great to have him in us.
Okay, I can sound dodgy. Okay, and who most you're going to Reading, obviously playing Reading. What's the big deal with festivals? What makes
it's
it
just,
for you?
I don't know. I really enjoy playing outside in Glastonbury because like the sun was setting, it was really beautiful, and I think there's just some like just the atmosphere at festivals is just different and like really exciting. Everyone's just there to have a great time. So
yeah, I saw Lily Allen at the side of the stage.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Did she dig it?
Yeah, no, she's great. Yeah, she's really been supportive of us, which is really nice of her.
Seemed to like your stage theatrics when you smashed the umbrella. Yeah, I saw her laughing your head off.
Oh, well, it wasn't funny. It was deadly serious.
Did you get any in trouble from the sound man?
Yeah. I got a couple of sound men chasing after me. They told Max to try and find me, trying to headbutt me and stuff. So, but I enjoy that. I like that. You know, you need a bit of adrenaline after you come off stage. Otherwise, you know, you just get ill.
Okay, cool. Wicked, Danny. Thanks very much.
Well, thanks so much.
Such a great pleasure to get the lads on the podcast finally, and we've really got our fingers crossed for them. The single's out the 27th of August. Make sure you go buy it. There's a nice vinyl edition of it that's quite limited, so I suggest you get yourself a copy. They've also just announced a London gig on October the 20th, and it's in the Great Portland Street area of London. There might not be tickets by the time you're listening to this, but if there are, go to Ticketmaster, still up there. Check it out. And while we were chatting to the guys, after we just finished speaking to Danny, there was a lot of love going around, gave him a bit of a hug. Before the machine was turned off, we caught a little bit of this, and he's a fan of the Filthy Few podcast. Love it.
Awesome. No, not a problem. Thanks for saying it, man.
Yeah, I love your podcast.
Do you listen to him?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Really?
Oh,
mate.
Amazing. There you have it. One of the front man of the soon-to-be the world's biggest band likes the podcast. I hope you're listening. Easy, Danny. How you doing? Now, we've got some... tunage, top tuners again, from a band called the Van Daniels. They hail from Plymouth, and they've been touring extensively around that part of the world, and they've played for us recently as special one-off party at the Macbeth. This is Lamplights.
Lamplights. rocks in the streets of the city like. Is someone waiting for me? It's not where I want it to be. When I'm down. What now? It has come to be. It's hard to focus, so it's easier to drift. Cause we can, I'm sure we can. Though we try, but it's all part of the plan. It's all in hand. Oh, cause I've been hearing, won't believe, and all is true. Cause it's enough, I'm enough of you. Is someone waiting for me? It's nowhere I want it to be. When I'm down.
Struck me once and then it struck me again.
Van Daniels there with Lamplights. Then we heard a track from a band called One Trick Band, and that was Red Light. Check them out, myspace.com/onetrickband. You might be able to check them out over the coming weeks at all ages gigs and Kiss the Dirt Almost. Now, the group of 14 to 15 year olds that are coming from the Muswell Hill, East Finchley sort of area, so not too far from the kind of Cajun Dance Party HQ. So could we be seeing another one? Who knows? We might be. Now, time to leave you. I'm sure I've dragged on far too much, but we hope you've enjoyed this this journey with us. Thanks very much for Cajun Dance Party for being on the podcast. And make sure you spread the love, spread the feeling of the Filthy Few, spread the word. And if you enjoyed the podcast, then please do leave us a comment on iTunes, because it makes us look really cool. Now, we're going to leave you with this. This is from 586, and it is Money is the Drug.
Money is the drug. Money is the drug. Money is the drug. Money is the drug.
Telephone dollar, perpetual borrower.